It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. There's someone on, is it called Etsy?
Etsy, yeah.
Selling goth Crocs.
Yeah, okay.
They're pitch black Crocs that have metal spike studs and chains attached to them.
Okay, all right.
They cost you about $240.
Okay, wow, so, okay. They're all studded up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get a mohawk and throw those things on.
I think with the Raiders coming to town, these might be the shoes.
You could, yeah, there you go. All raidered out, man.
Until you get to the scanners.
Yeah, exactly. Oops, sorry.
Beep, beep, you take off your beep, shoes, sorry, your Crocs.
No, it's my Crocs. Really?
Woman went to Rally's fast food joint down in St. Louis a few weeks ago. She wanted chocolate ice cream. This is like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they only had vanilla left.
Yeah.
Well, she was not happy, so she took the baseball bat she just happened to have in her car, started smashing up the windows at the Rally's.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Cops are trying to track her down still. So.
Or do you have chocolate? I can just mix it in here and chocolate it up.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid.
They only had vanilla left. So.
Dump. I'm telling you. When we're all extinct as people, that'll be a good thing. That'll be a really good thing.
Really?
Jeez, people are so... Have you met people? They're bad.
Yeah.
Bad, bad, bad. Listen, right here, someone gave an escape room a 1-star review, and I can't find out where this was. But the owner responded to the review by pointing out all the stupid things that person did in the room. So that's what you want from your business owner. Well, listen, idiot, here's what you did.
Have you done an escape room?
I have done one. I have done one, and they're quite fun.
Did you get out?
It is fun. Well, yeah, I mean, technically, yes, I got out.
Well, I know you technically got out, but...
Yes, because I was with smart people.
Oh.
So that's why... I'm really
maybe that's
impatient.
My problem. I'm not going with Matt Damon and some of those people with the high IQ.
You and I are the one. You know what? It's like I'm just. You guys figure this out. You wanted to do it, so you figure it out. You phone a friend.
I
and
just
you call them.
Paid for the tickets.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We'll do it for my birthday. This will be fun. Oh yeah.
With a 7-year-old grandchild.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my lord. And a boat captain. Listen to this. He caught a 757-pound swordfish.
Wow.
He caught it. It took him 8 hours to reel this fish in. Yeah.
How do you even do that? How thick is your fishing line?
You know what? Again, you know, you wanted to go fishing. So you reel that in.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going back in. If there's a dinghy floating by, you can take me back in.
8 hours.
Because I'm not waiting on this. Yeah. 8 hours off of the Florida Keys. So
here, take the pole. I have to go pee.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know. I really do have to pee. 8 hours. Nick, by the way, Nick Stajic. It was his name.
Oh,
Nick Stajic. Yes, Staj. Oh, wow. This is great. There's going to be... Do you have booze? Is there booze underneath the boat? Because this is not going to be
fun. Reel it in. Hurry up. Game of Thrones
is on. This
is
ridiculous. It is Wednesday. It's your other news.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.